What should I have said?
Was it okay for me to do that?
What was the right way to react?
Was it okay for me to step in? How do I know what was right?
It's a modern dilemma.
Yes, time to tackle another dilemma that's come from you. Mary has emailed on a question of etiquette. She's written to say, I've restricted my alcohol intake recently. I want to lose weight and improve my health and fitness. I went to an afternoon gathering a couple of weeks ago. A friend had invited me to her friend's house for a music event. I gave some serious consideration to what to bring, wine or something that I would actually consume. I decided on 2 bottles of Italian sparkling mineral water, thinking this would be fine. When I handed my bottles to the hostess, she said, "Oh, I do like a woman who brings her own water." I did explain that I wasn't drinking alcohol. However, I did wonder, was bringing mineral water really offensive, if that's what I was going to drink? I'm keen to know your opinions. Well, opinions galore about to pour forth, I suspect, from comedian Harley Breen and etiquette consultant Anna Musson. Harley.
Hello.
Hello. What should you bring to a social gathering when you've given up alcohol?
Wow, I am a fish out of water on this subject.
Great. Okay.
What are you going to a social function for without alcohol? Just stay at home. That's my first thinking, because I've spent many months off the grog for the same reason, to be a bit healthier. And when people invite me to parties, I'm like, no.
You just don't go.
I'll just stay home.
Really? Really? You must be leading a rather dull life.
No, because I kept drinking.
I'm confused now.
I'm saying in the moments when I don't, I just don't go out. But when I do, you'd take a drink. But I think for this woman, Mary, I think she's done the right thing. She's brought something that she'll consume. There's no point bringing something else. You're not going to a housewarming. You don't need to bring a gift. No, sparkling mineral water seems all right.
All right. Anna, what do you think is an appropriate behaviour, an appropriate beverage to bring in this instance?
I'm shaking my head with these
you
responses
are.
Because
okay.
the whole concept of never arrive empty-handed rings true, and we need to say that concept is not just for ourselves. We should always bring 2 things, one for the host and one for ourselves. So if you're not drinking, that's fine, but we should always be bringing a gift for the host.
Well, she did bring 2 bottles of sparkling water.
Yes, but... Yes, but that was for her, wasn't it?
And also, it's very healthy. If you have 1 drink of alcohol, you should have 2 glasses of water. So she's taking care of her host quite well.
Well, I mean, there is that. But I think we should be mindful of what is an ideal gift for the host. So we should think about, okay, what kind of person is the host? And she said it was a friend of a friend. So we can go with something quite generic, and it's an afternoon occasion. So maybe a box of wrapped chocolates, because you can put those out, people can help themselves. Or if you know them a little better, you could bring carrot sticks and celery and hummus, because she's watching her weight and being supportive of that, or even a bottle of wine. And the idea is when we arrive, we say, oh, here's this is for you. And then we bring the other bottle of water that we'll drink for ourselves.
What about some kombucha? I can see it here on the table.
Yes,
it's got a small portion of alcohol in it, kombucha, if you bring enough of it.
Well, I mean, again, that's not everyone's cup of tea, is it? So, and then there's the conundrum for the host of, all right, well, do I serve this or is this for me? So when you're bringing a gift, you can say, this is for you. And if it's something fancy that you've brought, like a bottle of French champagne, you can say, look, this is for you, put this away and have it later.
Well, that's interesting, Anna, because there's another side to that. I mean, this whole business of bringing and receiving beverages when you go out to someone's place seems a little bit fraught. For example, there's someone I know who's quite a wine buff, and when he goes to someone's house and they don't open and drink the wine that he's brought, he gets offended because he says he's chosen that wine carefully for the occasion and for that particular group of people. So when it's whisked off and never seen again, he gets upset. What's the right thing for a host to do, Anna, around drinks with what guests have brought?
Great question. And this is quite a conundrum. So it depends on the occasion. If it's a formal dinner, you would expect as a host that you've already matched up the drinks that you'll be serving that night for the food, that you've already worked that out. But if it's something a little more relaxed, it's perfectly acceptable to open it. It's up to you what you would like to do. So if you're they've brought you something lovely, you are absolutely fine to put that away and think, right, well, when these rat bags have gone home, we'll enjoy that.
What if they turn up with a wine bottle already opened with a glass out of it?
Well, who would do that?
What? That sounds like Harley might, I suspect.
Well, you know, I just got started on the tram before I got there.
But if you're bringing something that you would like to drink yourself,
yes,
then it's all in the art of handing it over. So when you arrive, say, listen, thought this would be a lovely drop we can start with, or, you know, let's open this, it's a cracker and I had this occasion in mind, as opposed to your wine's always rubbish, please by all means open this.
Harley, Mary's host was quite sarcastic when she handed over the bottles of mineral water, saying, you know, oh, I do like a woman who brings her own water. How might Mary have responded to that sarcasm?
Well, yeah, that's my problem with the interaction, is how it's met. You know, you can't dictate what people are going to arrive to the party with. She didn't come empty-handed, which is certainly how I was brought up. Make sure you take something.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's responded like that, but she's a friend of a friend, so I imagine they're not really going to hit it off and become great mates, are they?
No, it wasn't a happy interaction. Anna, as a guest, you can't necessarily assume that your particular needs are going to be taken care of, can you? I mean, for example, that there'll be non-alcoholic drinks available. And in fact, we have a text come in from another Amanda who says, sparkling water is all I ever bring, delicious non-alcoholic sparkly drinks. I also supply them at my own gatherings. I've been to weddings, etc., where there have been no non-alcoholic alternatives. What about people who are driving or just don't drink much? So your thoughts on that, Anna?
Look, it's absolutely acceptable to bring sparkling water, but we've always got to be thinking about the host. And one of the benefits of having an event is that you get to keep all the leftover booze and food and things. So always be thinking, what would the host like? And it's a gift for the host, not necessarily a contribution to the event. So it might be a box of chocolates, it might be a candle, it might be a bottle of wine, or it might be something that you knew they had seen at your house that they would really like a picture frame or just something thoughtful. And I remember a friend came to my house and she brought me some pens that write on glass so you can write whose name is having which wine. And I thought, wow, what a great gift. She has really thought about that. So it's really about thoughtfulness and placing value on the relationship rather than thinking, I want to make sure I don't miss out.
And is this every time that we have a house party, we've got to take our friends a gift?
Yes.
Really?
Well, it could just be wine, but it should be something for the host always.
I have a mate that comes over to my house about once a week and he never brings anything. I'm going to make sure he hears this.
Once a week, maybe.
Yes, well, let's hope. Well, and in fact, also we have a text from Ginny, who says to me, Amanda, your friend who feels insulted when his host puts away the gift of wine needs a lesson in manners. I'll pass that on, Ginny. Thank you. Now, we have another text saying, I went to a party the other night and after sweating it out on the dance floor, I would have been most grateful for Mary's water as I was overheated and dehydrated and there was only alcohol in sight. I'm a non-drinker and can on a good night be the life of the party, but I had to leave early before I fainted from dehydration. And this texter says, good on you, Mary. Harley, can I ask you, what about, say, if Mary was, it wasn't about not drinking alcohol, but say she was on a gluten-free diet and she brought her own dessert for that reason, would that be acceptable?
Absolutely. I know this very well, by the way. By choice, live a gluten-free and dairy-free diet, and it's mainly for my own health, but also my partner is celiac and allergic to dairy. So we have this problem continuously. Do we send a message to the person who invited us to the party and say, hey, these are our dietary requirements.
And you need to. Provide.
And close friends know that already, so we don't have to say it anymore. Or do we bring an option so that they're not put out making us special food, but there's food there for us? So that's usually what we do. We arrive with an option if there's not another option available.
Anna, what are your thoughts in that sort of circumstance?
Look, can I say, Harley, you are robbing your hosts of the opportunity to make you feel special if you don't let them know. So wording it in a way that says, look, we don't want you to go to any special effort. Just a reminder, we are gluten-free and dairy-free, and we would love to bring such and such. So long as you make sure they know that that's the option, because there's nothing worse than turning up and you didn't want to put people out, and then your hosts feel so dreadful that they haven't been able to cater to you. And most people would love to know what your preferences are, and it's all in the way that you word it, as opposed to saying, listen, we're not going to come because you never seem to put anything gluten-free out.
So it's not right just to walk through with a steak already cooked.
But look, I say bring it because that way you're saying, look, I'm not special. We just brought some steaks. But context is key.
Yes.
So if it's going to be something a little special, let them know. If it's a bit of a party and whatever, it's barbecue, whatever works is fine, then bring your own stuff.
All right. Well, let's come back to Mary now and her couple of bottles of sparkling mineral water. In summary, Harley, should she have brought a bottle of wine as well as the sparkling mineral water, even though she wasn't going to be drinking herself?
Well, no, I don't think she should, because I actually think it's a bit inappropriate to use alcohol as a gift anyway. You don't know what people's personal demons are. Whereas the other options that we've been given, the ideas of chocolates or, you know, something for the house, I didn't know that was a point of etiquette that you're meant to turn up with.
Well, there you go, you've learned something.
Well, I would say to Mary, just think about your carbon footprint buying Italian sparkling water. There's plenty of local stuff that you could get.
Well done. All right. Anna, final advice for Mary.
Wrapped chocolates, keep when you see them on special at the supermarket, buy them by the box load, the Lindt's or the Cadbury's favourites, and they are such an innocuous gift. I know I'm feeling like they do have a bit of rubbish attached to them, but they're inoffensive. If you don't know if they're a drinker or not, they will work. And always think, one for me, one for the host.
All right. So, Mary, the upshot of all that is, I think, well, from Anna's point of view anyway, take something for your host and something for yourself if you have particular needs. Mary, many thanks for sharing that with us. And Anna and Harley, thank you for taking it on.
Thanks for having me.
Pleasure.
Harley Breen is performing his show Flat Out Doing Nothing next month, that's May, in Perth and then in Sydney. And Anna Musson is an etiquette consultant. You can find her online at goodmanners.com.au. And if you've got a modern dilemma, all of your very own, a tricky sort of scenario that's cropped up for you where you're not sure which way to go, like Mary, why don't you tell us about it? And we'll all have a go at nutting it out. Email your modern dilemma to lifematters@abc.net.au.